The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Good morning, Reading. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. And boy, you know, I've been making what I would call sort of healthy natural desserts for a bazillion years, and I've never really made one that we wanted to repeat or make a second time. It wasn't that great. And in the studio today, we have Sky Leedy, and she is an expert, a local expert, raw foods and these fabulous desserts that she makes and sells over at Gorilla Bites Restaurant. I can almost see Gorilla Bites from our station, so it's on Market Street. And so I want you to stay tuned, and she's even going to share a couple of recipes that are, they sound pretty easy. You know, I think I can probably do it, so I think you can do it. So we're going to, that's our guest coming up. But right now on the line, you know, every month right now we're going to have an update about genetically modified organisms, or GMOs as they're known. And on the line we have our local expert, Carrie Ann Gein. Carrie Ann, are you with us?
I am.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Oh, good. Hey, you know, I want to start. First, I want to thank you for coming on the show and calling in here for the next several months, because this darn GMO thing, you know, it's sort of getting out of hand, and other countries seem to have stomped it right out, and here we are, just it's getting bigger and a little bit out of control. And about, oh, I don't know, I guess in the month of May, you put on two movies for the public, for the citizens of Reading, out in Palisadro. And how did that go?
It went really well, and we had just about 100 people each time come, and everybody that I spoke with after just were on fire to get these GMOs to stop, basically. And once you're educated about what's actually happening, it's very difficult to just stand by anymore and just let it happen. It's very important to make your voice heard and use consumer power to stop buying GMO foods.
There's power in numbers, huh?
There is, yes.
Yeah. So that must have been encouraging to you as our local GMO activist to see how many people were on board with you. Was that kind of inspiring?
It was. It was really inspiring. And I know that now that those people have heard it and they've spread it to their friends, and I've had quite a few actually do home showings in their own homes with other friends. So, you know, it just catches on, and people will continue to spread the information once they learn it. So that was my hope, you know, just to get the word out and just to help others learn more about it.
Now, do you think you'll have another series in the fall or next year, or...?
Yeah, October, the month of October is No GMO Month, and October 16, I believe it's on a Sunday, is designated as, like, the big No GMO Day. So I have a few other people, and we're discussing putting on something else, possibly, and just getting the word out even more.
Oh,
in the
good.
Community.
Yeah. So now for people who are driving or they're at home listening and they know we have had shows before on GMOs, but you know what? It just takes a few times, doesn't it, to really get what these GMOs are. So tell us what they are and why we should be steering around them.
Okay. Most people refer to them as GMOs, which stands for genetically modified organism. It's the process of taking genes from one species and forcing them into the genes of another species in order to get a desired trait. So, for example, right now we have GMO crops being grown. We have GMO soy, and that has the trait to be able to resist Roundup, which is an herbicide. So they were able to find a different plant completely out of the species of soy and take that gene and put it into soy to make the soy be able to resist that herbicide. So therefore, when they spray those crops with the herbicide, the soy will not die, but all the other weeds around it will die. And unfortunately, in that case, those weeds around it are starting to get more and more resistant to it as well, so that's creating a whole other problem of super weeds and creating more use of herbicide use. But back to the basic is that just GMOs are just basically mixing up the genes with different species and crossing that natural barrier that has been set up to block those genes.
How depressing is that?
Yeah.
So what does this do to the body? So we have all these, you know, this genetic soup happening, and these are just
right.
regular foods that we were accustomed to eating, right? So
right.
now they have been altered in a way that is unnatural to our system. And then what are they doing to us?
Well, there's a lot of things that they are likely doing to us. The problem is that there has not been testing to find out what exactly it is doing to us. But when we look at all the animal cases that have been documented, there has just been a long list of different things happening, such as organ failure, allergies, even death. You know,
death.
That have grazed on BT cotton. In India, thousands of them died after eating the BT cotton, which is a genetically modified form of cotton, where in the past, just grazing on regular cotton, there's been no issues at all. So there's just case study after case study of these animals dying from it. And the studies that have been done on rats and mice have shown infertility and sterility and testicular changes and liver damage. And I'm just, the list goes on and on. The FDA scientists actually warned the FDA not to put this on the market because the side effects were unpredictable, and it could include allergies, toxins, new diseases, nutritional problems. And despite the scientists warning them, the FDA continued to put the food into our market without these proper testings, and basically made us the guinea pigs.
Oh, great. Now, tell the folks at home, what are the big five GMO crops?
Okay, so the biggest is soy. And if you look on basically any processed food, which means it comes in a package, and you start to read the ingredient list, you'll see soy or some form of soy on that package, and it is genetically modified. 93% of the crops in America are genetically modified for soy. So any of the derivatives, including soy lecithin, soy protein isolate, et cetera, anything that's derived from it and also I want to mention vegetable oil, because if you ever see just the term vegetable oil used, that is made out of soy, most likely, or canola, which is also a genetically modified crop. So soy is the biggest one. Corn is another big one. 86% of crops are genetically modified, and corn you will also see in most processed foods, such as, well, even in sodas, you know, the high fructose corn syrup, which is in there. That's a derivative of corn, so that is genetically modified. Canola is 88% genetically modified, and from that we get canola oil. Cotton is 93% or more is genetically modified, and from that in our food is cottonseed oil. And then the last one is sugar beets, and that is just really taking over the sugar industry. About 95% of sugar beet crops are genetically modified, and so if you're reading a processed food label and it just says sugar, that sugar is derived from genetically modified sugar beets. So
and
what you
when did that start, Carrie Ann? Did that start last March? I'm trying to remember. I read something about when to start looking for the altered sugar. So
right, about a year ago.
Yep. Okay.
And it's just, you know, gone crazy. It's already up to the 95th percentile of the crops are genetically modified. So
let's say somebody has their favorite cookie, and it says sugar, and they really don't know if that sugar is from sugar cane or if it's from sugar beets. Would you just suggest calling the company and saying, hey, where are you getting your sugar?
Definitely. And if they are using sugar from sugar beets, then a great thing would be to voice your opinion and say, hey, you know, I'm not okay with that. Why don't you change it to sugar cane or a different form of sugar? Just letting the companies know that the consumers care about what's in the ingredients is going to be another step towards helping the GMOs to get out of our system.
Now, what about labeling?
Now, labeling is not done in this country. It is done in over 40 different countries. There are labeling laws in over 40 different countries. Europe is kind of our leader in what we would like to see happen in this country. Europeans, back in 1999, And now just remember that GMOs were put into our food supply in 1996.
Okay.
So by 1999, after wide, extensive media coverage, after a man named Arpad Pusztai, who was a scientist and discovered dangers of eating GMOs with his lab rats, after all of his publishings were put out into the media, all that information, the consumers were educated, and they stood up against it, and they said they did not want it. And within a few months of this, you know, just basically saying, no, we do not want this in our food, the major food companies dedicated and promised not to put GMOs in the food. And this includes McDonald's, Safeway, all the Burger King, major companies that are over here in America as well. So here in America, they're still feeding us all the GMOs, but over in Europe, they're taking them all out.
And I just find that to be appalling. So I love it when you say it because it's so disgusting.
I know. It just underlines the fact that there's something wrong here.
Yeah.
You know, so labeling is a big issue, and that's another thing that we're trying to really push for, that if there are going to be GMOs in our food supply, at least give us the option of knowing which ingredients are for sure GMO.
Now, can companies just flat out say no GMOs on their label?
Yes, they can, and that's a voluntary thing.
Why isn't that more popular? I see it a little bit, but really not that much.
Yeah, it's starting to catch on a little bit more because they're realizing consumers are becoming more aware of these health issues and are looking for non-GMO options.
Okay.
If you buy organic, that means it's non-GMO. The
okay.
regulations for organic means there cannot be any genetically modified ingredients in the products. So,
Carrie Ann, can I hold you after the break? We need to take a little quick break, and it's so interesting.
Okay.
We learned so much. So stay on the line, and you're listening to Positively Healthy, and we're talking to our local genetically modified organism expert, Carrie Ann Gein, and we'll be back with more after this.
Tractor, experience and quality, and someone who's reliable, Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Analog living in a digital world. That's what we talk about on Boomer Tech Radio every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you each week by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. Advanced Automotive, providing safe, reliable auto care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas, your Edward Jones advisor, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, now at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoons, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Oh, welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show today, Positively Healthy. And on the line, we have our local Reading health expert, Carrie Ann Gein, and she's been studying genetically modified organisms, and she's teaching us today what they are, why they're bad, how we avoid them. And right now, Carrie Ann, you're basically telling us that if we eat organic food, we're steering clear of these bad boys.
Currently, yes. That's the regulation with organic. Anything that's labeled organic, even if it says made with, let's say, organic soy or made with organic corn, which states that, you know, that for sure is organic, but it also means that the rest of the ingredients has to be non-GMO. So basically the word organic put onto the package is an assurance that they are testing to make sure that it's non-GMO products put into there.
Okay. Now, there was a big salmon uproar here a while back. Now, what happened with the genetically, first of all, what were they trying to do with salmon, and then what happened with that?
Yeah, a biotech company called Aqua Bounty came up with this splendid idea, I say that sarcastically, of genetically modifying salmon. And their idea is that by taking the gene from the Chinook salmon, and then also a gene from an eel-like fish called the ocean pout, they're able to create this, we like to call them frankenfish salmon, and that it grows faster. It can actually grow up to 5 times faster than regular salmon. So in about 18 months, they're ready to be, used as food versus in three years, which is what you usually do with salmon. So they've been created. They're pretty much ready to be released into the market. Right now, the only thing that's stopping them actually is, which is a great thing, is that the House of Representatives have put a stop on the FDA from allowing it to be put out right now. We have to wait for the Senate to vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks, pretty good that actually something is happening right now to put a stop to these GMOs.
So here's a step in the right direction.
Right. Yeah.
And do you think that was just more disgusting to people? Or what do you think? Why do you think that one is getting shut down and others have made it through?
I think that just consumers are making their voice heard more. There's a lot of different organizations out now that are really just pushing to stop the further genetically modified crops. And now this would be our very first genetically modified animal that would be put on the market to eat. So there's just a lot of issues with what could possibly happen. Basically, if you released 60 of these genetically modified fish into a population of 60,000 wild fish, within 40 fish generations, it would completely annihilate the wild salmon population. There would be none left. So, their idea is that they're trying to make these fish basically not be able to produce. But it would have to be at 100% sterility to make sure that they couldn't produce. And right now it's at 97%. So there's still a little smidgen of error possibility that is just not, worth it. And another thing is that these GMO salmon, they follow along with the other GMO crops that are out, is that they are more allergenic. They have allergenic potencies that are 20 to 52% higher than normal salmon. They are more carcinogenic. GMO salmon has 40% more IGF-1, which is a hormone that is linked to prostate, breast, and colon cancers. It is less it's less nutritious. GMO salmon has the lowest omega-3 to omega-6 ratio of any salmon. It is also likely to change the bacteria of your gut. It's just there's a long list here. It goes on and on of all these things that,
I think probably all the listeners are sold. That's so depressing. That's such a downer.
It is, but the good thing is that it has not been released yet.
Yes, so it has not been released.
Our voices are making a difference, and there are a couple different websites I can give you that if you get on there, they make it so simple. They have a form already typed out for you. You basically sign your name to it and you email it to your Congress member. And just, the more we do this, the more they realize, hey, we need to actually take a look at this issue and see what's going on with it and, make a educated choice about it.
Okay. What are these websites?
Okay. The first one, if you go to responsibletechnology.org, they have lots of information on GMOs, which you could sit there for days and educate yourself about it.
Okay.
Organicconsumers.org is another great one.
Okay.
And, start with those two. Even if you just start to surf the web, you'll come across other ones too. But those are two I highly recommend and who are, definitely with it. And
what about, are you comfortable giving out your email address? I mean, you have a great newsletter. You really keep our community updated. If for people who would like to maybe be a little more involved locally, can they get on your email list?
Sure. Yeah, it is C. Dean. Let me spell that out for you. It's G-H-E-E-N. No GMOs. So it's, let me just spell it all out.
Okay.
G-H-E-E-N. NOGMOS @gmail.com.
Okay.
So CG, no GMOs @gmail.com. So yeah, that's fine. If anybody has questions or wants to, find out more information about something, that would be great.
And I think when something is this dramatic, you'll find people who maybe want to help you with this, on a local level. I would like to be able to walk into a store, and if maybe the company didn't label it no GMOs, I would like to think we could get volunteers together to help people just, you know, walking in the store, label right there on the shelf.
Right.
Something that says no GMOs. And so, I don't know, is that a direction that you're headed with your movement, or?
I haven't, you know, talked about that too much, but I think that's a great idea. I really like to actually promote companies that do make an effort to not use genetically modified products.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I know that Moore's Mill, I spoke with Bob Moore, who owns that, and he goes to great lengths to test his corn and his soy to make sure that it's not genetically modified, because he's very aware of the issue. However, it's not labeled in his stores that it's non-GMO. So right there, it's like, okay, Bob, you gotta push this and let people know that, you know, what you're selling here is, it's a big deal to make sure that it's non-GMO. You know?
Yeah. So, and had you not told us at that other event, I would not have known that. And so,
right.
Yeah. I think that's a very big deal. So that's a small store. That would be easy to get volunteers to help them label, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, just starting one by one. And now, what other groups locally, like, he's very committed. Are there other groups, too, in Reading, or businesses that have really taken a stand against GMOs?
I like to mention Trader Joe's, because they are aware of the issue, and they try their best to use vendors who, not vendors, but they try to work with getting products from companies that are non-GMO, and they state that in their policy. Online, you can look at it on their website. However, they have not labeled that yet, and to me, I want to see it in writing. I want them to commit to that and say, okay, so Trader Joe's products are non-GMO, so let's just put that little stamp that says non-GMO on our products. So personally, I still avoid the soy and the corn from there when I purchase stuff, but they have so much organic choices and a lot of different choices that have alternative oils in it, such as safflower or sunflower or olive oil, instead of using the normal soy or corn oils that a lot of products use. So I really like to promote Trader Joe's, because they you know, have all those options. And then locally, I shop a lot at Grocery Outlet. Amazingly, they have a lot of organic products, especially right above the freezer section in the middle of the store. There, it's just like the top is lined with a lot of organic and non-GMO products. So,
That's a great tip for our listeners.
Yeah, and that, you know, and it is more expensive to. A lot of times, it's more expensive to keep up with, you know, eating completely organic. So that's a great resource, especially for, you know, your kids' lunches, like granola bars and cereals and stuff like that. I mean, it's just a great price, you know, to get good quality food, you know, that's organic and non-GMO.
Okay. Well, thanks. You know, I want to thank you for calling in today. And again, we've all learned a lot. It's really important. The more we can get the word out, the more when someone hears GMOs, they don't immediately go to sleep. And yeah, and so it's just kind of repeating it and telling it, you know, a little bit different way, and, you know, just hearing the solutions. Sometimes the solutions sound easier. You can almost not even worry about what the problems were with GMOs. You just hear, okay, avoid them, and this is how to do it. You know, okay, that's enough. That's good. And so I want to thank you for calling in. And this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. We are going to take a break, and we'll be back with Sky Leedy, and she is a dessert expert and a raw food expert. So stay tuned.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Don't miss the summer music series at Anselmo Vineyards every Saturday night in the music room. New artists will be appearing with wonderful musicians like Chris Lauer, Holly Day, Carrie Robinson, Charles Villona, Rick Hill, Candace Lavolsi, Pat Karch, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Dan Kinkle, and yours truly, Linda Bott. Make your reservations now at 474-5546. That's every Saturday night for the Summer Music Series at Anselmo Vineyards. Enjoy five-star cuisine, breathtaking ambiance, and great wine tasting. In Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling.
Oh, well, welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. In the studio, we have dessert expert Sky Leedy. Sky, welcome to the show today.
Thank you.
You've been very patient. I appreciate it. Boy, you know, I was at Gorilla Bites, our local kind of healthy eating place, probably a month ago, and we tried a couple of different desserts that were out of this world, and I learned they were made by you, and I wanted to have you on the show, so thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, well, when did you get into this dessert thing?
It's been about 2.5 years of a just lifestyle change and being more aware of what we eat and experimenting, and then I've been doing the raw desserts now for about a year.
Okay.
So selling out of Gorilla Bites now for just about a year.
Wow, and how's that going? Are they popular, or are they slow to catch on?
It was a little bit slower in the winter because they are a chilled frozen dessert,
okay.
More like an ice cream alternative, but they are selling out. It's hard to keep up with them, so they're doing good.
Well, I know when I was there, I went to choose the key lime, and they said, we don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
I tried something else,
mm-hmm.
and I tried the tempting raw is the word in the middle, tiramisu. And why don't you read the ingredients of that?
The ingredients are bananas, pecans, raisins, dates, cocoa powder, cinnamon, raw blue agave, coconut oil, vanilla, and sea salt.
Okay, so you've got a lot of ingredients in there that are just flat out good for you. And then you spike it a little with some sweeteners, and you're just, it was outstanding. So it wasn't too sweet. It was just sort of perfectly sweet. And it comes on the plate very cold. Kind of, I guess you're saying it comes frozen, but I didn't realize it was coming frozen. Okay, because it thawed out in adequate time.
Yeah, it takes about 2-3 minutes, and then it's fine.
Yeah, and so, and then we shared it. A group shared it. And then we also took, I had one bite of, I'm guessing it was that dark chocolate indulgence. So tell us what's in that thing, because that was dangerous.
I'm actually surprised at how popular that one was. That is, the women that come in there will order a slice and eat it, but just by themselves.
Wow.
So that blows me away. The ingredients on this one is cocoa powder, maple syrup, dates, coconut oil, almonds, agave, and sea salt.
Okay. So that's, it just tastes like any rich, over-the-top, very decadent dessert.
I mean, it's very dark. Yes.
Yes, yes. So I'm not a super chocolate person, but boy, I could see that could make many, many folk very, very happy. So there's technique involved here. I mean, tell us, you know, I mean, there they are. They're shaped like a dessert. It sort of looks like it shouldn't hold together. It has a consistency. I don't know. I've mixed all these ingredients in a blender before. It looked more like a milkshake. I mean, What is it? What have you learned? How have you?
I used to bake as a teenager, so it's a lot like you know, in increments. Like if you make an apple pie from home, you bake your crust, and you've got your, you know, the middle, and you put the crust on top. It's a lot like that. I do it in stages. I'll food process my nuts and different things for the crust and press it in the pan, and then I will blend in the blender the ingredients for the middle, and then I'll do a separate, like a coconut, you know, a coconut topping or such for the top, and then just some little flair and make it pretty, and then it's in the layer. So instead of baking, I will freeze or refrigerate, which will then set the ingredients, and then basically my freezer is my oven in the kitchen that I use.
So it's held in position, and and then you're selling this by the slice.
Correct.
Over at Gorilla Bites.
Yes.
And then What's the most popular? You're saying the key lime is the most popular?
Right now, the key lime and the dark chocolate.
And the dark chocolate.
It takes turns with selling out.
And then tell us, you have quite a lineup there. Why don't you go through what you have there? What are your other options?
For summer right now, we have the Tempting Tiramisu, and we have key lime, strawberry cream, heavenly hazelnut, dark chocolate indulgence, raspberry revolution. And then for the winter, we pull out some of the more like cheesecakes, which will be like a pumpkin cheesecake or a raw pecan macchiato.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, people, this is so exciting. Well, we're going to come back and talk about these ingredients a little bit more and how you got into raw foods, because this is raw food. So you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Amy Rogers. I'm a certified massage therapist with a bachelor's degree in kinesiology. I've worked with a broad spectrum of clients that have a variety of needs. I like to help people get rid of their physical pain so they can enjoy their lives. You can find me at Dr. Trudy Pratt's office at 244-7873. Most insurance is accepted. Number again is 244-7873. Let this be the year that you care for yourself.
Do you have neck, shoulder, or back pain? Did you know that acupuncture can help? The experts at Reading Acupuncture Healthcare can treat all these problems and so much more. Acupuncture is a virtually painless therapy that's been used in China for over 1,000 years. It stops pain by stimulating the production of pain-killing endorphins while improving blood flow to the area of pain. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare has 2 experienced acupuncturists with over 25 years of combined experience. Reading Acupuncture is the largest acupuncture clinic in Shasta County and offers the most extensive selection of Chinese herbs, teas, books, and aromatherapy products in their herbal pharmacy. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is conveniently open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 p.m. We also have Saturday appointments available for your convenience. If you or a loved one have pain that prevents you from enjoying life to the fullest, then call today for a free consultation at 223-2346. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is in the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. Call today, 223-2346.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Oh, well, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy, and we are talking to Sky Leedy, and boy, she makes some sweet treats. And welcome back, Sky.
Thank you.
Yeah, so if you're just tuning in, Sky has quite a list of fabulous raw desserts that she sells over at Grilla Bites, Redding's natural food restaurant in downtown Redding on Market Street. And so now the whole raw thing, you know, I spend a lot of time in my practice trying to get people to eat more food that's raw. Now, how did you get into the whole raw food world?
About 2 years ago, I went to my first raw food class. It was, it was held, and was just really inspired. I went home and did a 60-day raw food exclusively diet. Felt amazing. I started losing weight. My energy levels went up, and I was happier. I was more fun to be with. I was a better mom. But then I realized after the 60 days, it wasn't for me to be just raw. So I kind of found that balance, and just including more raw foods and experimenting, and the kids loved it, and just feeling better from the frozen processed foods that we had been eating exclusively to all these lively, fresh fruits and vegetables that we were playing with.
Yeah.
And we felt great.
Oh, that's so exciting. So, like, what kind of stuff were you eating? You know, because
One of our favorites that we still make on a regular basis is the raw tacos, which will be it's a walnut meat that we create in the food processor with a little bit of sea salt and cumin and coriander. And then my girls will pull out the romaine lettuce, and we'll make our own salsa. And it's like a family fun adventure, but it's also so nutritious, and we feel great eating it.
Now, how old are your kids?
I have 4, 6, and 9. We have 3 daughters.
Okay, so then that old enough to help out in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And get, so it's more of an event, an activity of making food together.
Yes.
You know, your desserts are raw, but often people, you know, there are so many other things that can be raw as far as even just side dishes. And, you know, we kind of think of like salad, and then it goes boom, boom, you know.
What's funny is some people, when they, you know, if you eat raw foods, they'll say raw meat. Like, no, not raw meat. It's just fruits or vegetables not cooked above 115 degrees. So
yeah.
It keeps the live enzymes.
The enzymes are alive.
But there's all kinds of things. I mean, soups and, you know, you can do spaghettis with zucchini noodles or puddings with avocados. Mm-hmm. It's a large variety of items, yeah.
Oh, excellent. Well, you know what? We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, you have actually a couple of recipes that you're willing to share with the group, and they sound pretty easy, like maybe even I could do it, but these are dessert items. So don't go away, and during this little commercial, get out your pencil and paper, and you're listening to Positively Healthy. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Orchard Nutrition Center. For 30 years, our family-owned business has been Redding's premier choice for health foods, produce, bulk foods, and the best nutritional supplements. We pride ourselves on offering many locally produced foods. Our products are good for you and easy on your pocketbook. Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust in the Cypress Shopping Center, open every day, 8 to 9.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen. Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Oh, well, welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show today, Positively Healthy. If you have some questions for Sky Leedy, you can call in at 605-4567, and she's going to take us through two recipes here. And so, you know, Sky makes these wonderful raw desserts over at Grillabites, and take us through your first one here.
All right. Well, the first one I have to share is chocolate pudding. I've always had a sweet tooth, and that's always been our favorite.
Okay.
So finding this dairy-free alternative has been just amazing. The first ingredient is 2 cups of coconut meat, which is from the young coconuts, the little white ones that you see in the stores, sometimes in the Asian markets.
Okay. And now, where do you go in Redding for these? Like, where do you get
I actually buy them by the case at the on 273. There's a little Lao market, and so that's where I get my coconuts right now.
Okay, kind of right there by the Thai restaurant, or
yep.
Okay,
right next door.
Okay,
and they're a great price. I think they're the best price in town too. There,
and you get them by the case. Mm-hmm. So you just this is part of like what's in your fridge.
Yeah, it's like just this is my grocery shopping list.
Okay,
and then the other ingredients are an avocado. You're going to want about 1/2 cup of raw agave, and you want to make sure that that's raw. There's other agaves that are not raw, and you want to make sure that has that label on there.
Okay.
1/2 cup of cocoa powder and about 1 teaspoon of vanilla. And then I'll start by the coconut. You essentially want to chop the top off, drain some of that coconut water out. Oh, and you're going to use you're going to reserve 1 cup of that coconut water to blend in. Make your pudding.
Okay, so let's start with these coconuts. Now, we're picturing something hard. Are you telling us that they're soft?
It's a hard coconut, but inside there's some soft flesh, the little white meat.
Okay.
And then
How do they get... Do they need a hammer and an ice pick? Like, what technique, Mama? Share some technique with us.
I invested and got a little machete. So I use a machete in the kitchen.
Okay.
And I chop the top off and I drain it, and then you just need a spoon to spoon the meat out.
Okay, so the meat is that sensitive, that tender.
It's very soft. The older the coconut gets, it'll be a little brown shell, you'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be very hard meat.
Okay.
And so that's not going to make for a very smooth pudding. But the young coconuts are amazing.
Okay, so then a machete in the kitchen. I'm just trying to, like, get my mind around this. Like, okay, so you get out the cutting board. Should they just go in the backyard to do this? Like, what's the safest thing?
My husband and I, we first started with a Christmas tree cutter.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on the back porch with a towel. And we just, you do what you do to try to get into it. And then it took practice to find, you probably need a machete. to open up those coconuts.
How long does it take you to open up a coconut?
Oh, probably 2 or 3 minutes. Okay. From cutting it to draining it to scooping it out. It doesn't take long.
Okay. Okay, so then this is something that in your mind, like you were going to just skip right past this, and I'm hanging up on it because of like, well, wait a minute, we need a machete, and we need, you know, like special protective wear. And, okay, so we're cutting off just the top,
the top,
right?
It's actually even a little point for you, so you know where to cut the top off.
Okay, cut it off, and then the liquid mm-hmm. is not going to just drip out everywhere. It's going to stay in a little
no,
bit.
No, it's a little bit messy. I mean, it's not disastrous messy, but you're going to want a little washcloth next to you so you can wipe off the little water that does come off.
Okay, but we're trying to reserve some of this liquid.
You do want to reserve it. It's okay. Amazing. It's like it's the best replacement for any energy drink if you just drank that coconut water. It's
definitely
amazing. So don't let too much of it disappear.
Okay, because and we're going to need a cup of this. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So I've got my vision here. I mean, I have done this. I want you to know, and it wasn't all that successful, which made me more interested in buying things, not doing mm-hmm. this. So I just want to kind of have us all talk about what I'm doing wrong, really.
Okay.
Okay, so this is good. This is
helpful. You've got your coconut meat separated in your coconut water, and then you're going to put these items in your blender.
Okay.
So with your avocado, your agave, your cocoa powder, and your vanilla. And then you're just going to blend it and then refrigerate it afterwards.
Okay, and then it's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, because I got so derailed with the coconuts, did you actually give the amounts of these other things?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it again because I don't really have it in my head.
About 2 cups of coconut meat.
Okay.
1 cup of the coconut water.
Okay.
A good large avocado, so you're looking at about 1 cup of avocado meat.
Nice.
1/2 cup of raw agave, 1/2 cup of cocoa powder, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla. And this is such a great meal that I've even let my kids eat this for breakfast.
Wow. Okay, well that, you know, if someone is thinking, oh, avocado, but avocado is great in mm-hmm. a dessert. So, all right, that looks very doable once you practice a little bit with the coconuts. We know where to get them, right? We're going to
yep.
go down to the Lau Market on 273, right beside Racha Noodle?
You
right
know, they
there?
Have them if you go, they have them at Raley's, they have them at Safeway, and they have them at Winco, too. I mean, so you can get, these
okay.
coconuts are not very rare. They're
right.
All over town.
Okay.
That's just the best price.
We just want the best deal.
Yeah.
We're going to do this. Okay. So now, your other dessert that you are going to teach us is what?
We just played with this the other day, and it was amazing. So we love this one. It's grape, I guess like a grape sorbet, or kind of like has the consistency of a slushy or like the shaved ice.
Okay.
And it's 6 cups of organic grapes.
Any kind? Any color?
Did both. We've done the green and the Concord red ones. Were a little bit sweeter. About a cup of agave for the 6 cups, and then 1 cup of purified water. So you essentially just blend those items in the blender and then strain through a cheesecloth or a milk bag, some form of straining method. And
okay.
Then,
so now for the people who are like, huh, there's cheese in the recipe?
No cheese.
Okay. What's cheesecloth?
You can get it at any of your local grocers. Essentially, it's like a netted strainer. It's a cloth strainer instead of like the metal strainers that
mm-hmm.
we usually use.
Okay. So you're putting it in this piece of cloth or...
Over a bowl. You know, you want to pour your... And you essentially want to strain out that the peeling on the grape.
Yeah. Okay. No, that sounds pretty easy, right?
Yeah,
is that kind of easy?
That one's really quick, too.
Okay.
And it's safe that the kids can do this one. It's really easy and fast. And then You can do it one of two ways. You can put it in an ice cream maker, you know, and to process it like you would ice cream, and it's sorbet within a few moments. Or we were just doing it really quick on the 4th, so we just poured it in a container, and it came out perfect in the freezer. So we just put it in a plastic container, put it in the freezer, and it scooped well. So you don't even have to use an ice cream machine.
Now, what about, what if the little pieces of grape skin are in there? Is that off-putting?
No.
Okay,
it's
I mean, that's
fine.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just liked the consistency, so we went with that way. We had done it without it, and... Without straining it, and then we liked it better straining it.
Okay, so tell us that recipe again, just in case someone got only just half of it written down.
Okay, so it's 6 cups of organic grapes, 1 cup of agave, 1 cup of purified water, and then you're going to want some form of strainer.
Okay, and you're blending it? You're putting
yeah, then you what you're doing is essentially you're taking your grapes, your agave, and your water, blending it in the blender, then straining it, then freezing it.
Okay, I got it. So the sweetener is already in there when you're putting it through the strainer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hello. If we can teach me to do these things, we're all on. Okay, and then now, Can they have your email address?
Yes.
Okay. I have your email address?
The one I actually check is Sky Sweet Treats, and it's spelled out SKYS. Sky Sweet, let me think this out loud.
Okay.
SWEETTREATS, and that's at gmail.com.
Perfect. Okay, and we will give that again, but that just, you know, for somebody who's like, I'm going to need a little clarification,
yeah.
Then they can get in touch with you. Okay, we are going to take a quick break, and you're listening to Positively Healthy. We'll be right back.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, July 10th.
As we bring you the new science fiction mystery, Waiting for a Window.
A young man and his disabled boat make an emergency stop on an island that seems determined to prevent him from ever leaving in this latest entry in the new Radio Theater's $5,000 competition.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Kent's Meats and Groceries.
And Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs, the gift of a lifetime.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Oh, well, welcome back, listeners. Hey, you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460, and we are talking natural desserts with Sky Leedy. Sky, you just have so much up your sleeve. I can't believe it. I love it. So welcome back. And on the line, we have a caller, and it sounds like we have Kay on line one. Kay, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you, Trudy?
Well, good. I'm doing really well. How are you doing today?
Oh, fine.
Well, that's great. Well, do you have a question for our guest, Sky Leedy?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
good.
Yes, and I'm glad she came on just at the right time because some friends of mine and I have been debating about what is coconut milk versus coconut water.
Oh, very good question. Okay. That's
okay, I'll take
one.
My answer off of you.
All right. Thanks, Kay.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
So coconut milk versus coconut water. From what I've learned, the coconut water is essentially just the pure water out of the young coconut. And then the coconut milk actually has the meat blended inside of it. So it makes it more of a creamy. You take that meat and that coconut water and you blend it together. So it gives it more of a creamy texture.
Okay, so that's pretty easy then. And then
yeah.
I know that often recipes for making coconut milk are just like in the blender, you put your pulp and some water, you blend, and you've now have a very easy way of making coconut milk. So
yeah.
Do you make coconut milk any other way? I mean, that's just sort of how we've always made it.
That's the only way I know, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, people trying to get away from can, like, you know, whenever you eat anything out of a can, you get a little bit of can in your meal. And so you're just always trying to find a way to just sort of not have all these little exposures. And coconut milk is so cheap and easy and fast that that is a way if you are a Thai cook. So, Kay, I hope that helps. Coconut water is just what the nice juice inside. It's very clear looking. And coconut milk, of course, is milky and you have agitated it in the blender. So, so now let's kind of come back to the fact that you have a little life goal here of these of these boxes you were telling me about. And I want to kind of not necessarily leave these desserts, because, but I do want to add sort of something else you're thinking about doing. And that has to do with an effort to get people to eat more raw food. You know, we know that anything alive, anything that hasn't been heated, is full of enzymes. Mm-hmm. And those enzymes break down and the nutrients get to where they're headed much easier. And so you have kind of a plan or a hope someday of having not only this part of your business, but being able to do a little bit of a drop off to someone's front door, yes, almost like a bunch of raw food already made into a meal for people. Describe what that is, because I'm doing a terrible job describing it.
Essentially, it started when I started making my own raw foods, and I mean, it's time consuming. You know, when you're doing a lot of new recipes, it's time consuming. It takes, you know, a lot of ingredients and stuff, and sometimes they don't come out perfect, and then you've got, you know, serving size of 10 that possibly could be wasteful. So what I started doing was making about a week's worth of supplemental little mini meals, so to say, like two to three main dishes, maybe two soups, like a, you know, coconut curry or a carrot ginger soup, and then two or three desserts, like a slice of pie or a pudding, and then maybe a appetizer or a, you know, a snack, like a homemade raw hummus and maybe some little dehydrated crackers. And so essentially what I would do is a couple of my really close friends wanted some of that, and so I would sell it to them. And I realized this is actually what I really want to do, is bring in these organic, healthy, lively foods. And it's not essentially your week's worth of food, but it is enough to give you some supplements for, you know, to grab on your everyday. I mean, when it's 2 o'clock and you're starving and you haven't had lunch, it's something you can grab and have nutritiously rather than something in the pantry that maybe you shouldn't have even picked up. Or,
oh, excellent. So, like, right now in our town, we have these, we have wonderful vegetable delivery services. And, you know, you can have vegetables delivered twice a week, once a month, whatever it is, and you get this great box of vegetables on your front porch. And it would be something like that, where you would sort of sign up, or we would look at your website and say, yes, I want that, 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 that. And then you would just sort of swing it by and drop it off for
mm-hmm.
us. Okay.
That's the goal. I'm looking at maybe the end of August having some of this done.
Wow. That would be very exciting. And so now, when you're saying soups, of course, that means that it would be something served either at room temperature or chilled, right? Okay. Boy, in this weather, doesn't that sound refreshing?
Yes, it's awesome. And essentially, everything's stored in the fridge. You know, it's you just keep them chilled, you can leave them out for a few moments, like the veggie layers, which is more like a lasagna look. You set it on your counter for about 5-10 minutes, and it's just amazing.
Oh, that's exciting. Now, about your blog.
Oh, yes.
What you have a blog, and what is it that you do on your blog? And you're probably going to, you know, people are going to want to be able to go there, because it sounds like you're doing some cool stuff there.
I spell a lot of words wrong, and I make up words. That's what I do.
Perfect. We all are. We all misspell. You're one of
good,
us.
Good, good. The blog, essentially, kind of going through my journey over the past, I think I started about a year ago. I haven't done anything for about a month or two. But I go through and I put a recipe that I might have just tried, and I put it on the blog there. Or like when I just got involved with the Irish moss, I have it all described in pictures of what it looks like and what it does and how nutritious it is. Or
you know, we didn't really talk about the Irish moss. It's in some of your recipes.
Oh, yes.
And it not only liberates nutrition, but it changes the consistency. Like, what is it that you, why is it in there?
The reason I looked into a new gelling agent, essentially, but I wanted it raw, is because I was using soy lecithin for a while, and I'm no longer using any soy lecithin.
This is me clapping. I know. Way to go.
So it's a natural raw form to get my pies that nice creamy gelatin structure without, you know, and it's also so much more nutritious. I mean, everything I'm reading on it is just fascinating. So it was kind of like a little treat.
Okay, so I'm just trying to catch the listener up. So on your blog, this was you kind of discovering it.
Yes.
You're taking them through your experiments with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's very personal and fun, and it, you know, helps. I mean, that's research, and that's you experimenting, and I think that's pretty fascinating. Now, I want to also say, go ahead.
Give the blog name.
Yeah.
It's divinehealthwithsky.net, and it's D-I-V-I-N-E, health, H-E-A-L-T-H, with W-I-T-H, sky, S-K-Y.net.
And so right now, people can find your products at Gorilla Bites, and as you're standing there on the counter, you kind of see a list of them sort of on a magnet. I mean, you can't miss it, really, right?
Yeah, it's a small menu, but it's there.
It's there. Okay. So you go in, you look for it at Gorilla Bites, and it sounds like they've been really supportive of you, and you're definitely supportive of them. And so we hope that you have your desserts and in more places, you know, because it'd be just easier for the consumer to be able to pick them up and take them home, maybe at one of our health food stores or something like that.
Yeah.
So, and then let us know, you know, when you decide to do your boxes and when you get that together so we can help promote that for you. So thanks for coming on today. You've been listening to Positively Healthy. I'm Trudy Pratt, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of free fire.